Pope Francis spoke to young people at an interreligious gathering.
Every religion is a way to arrive at God.
Siamo tutti.
And if God is God for all, then we're all sons and daughters of God.
Qualcuno Muslim, qualcuno cristiano, Indo.
RIP to the Pope, even though he was a liar. They'll talk about how he helped the homeless, but won't talk about how he distorted the gospel. A false teacher who led many to hell. I hope he repented. Dear church, why won't you talk about it? Preachers turning the stage into a stage play. Why don't you talk about it? Pastors talking about grace, but leaving out repentance. Why don't you talk about it? Christians will hate you for who you voted for instead of asking you who you're living for. The left pushing a woke bull, and you got black Christians casting their votes. Would Jesus vote for that? And for those asking, no, I didn't vote right. I didn't vote for either one of them. Go ahead and call me anti-patriotic. Just drop some scriptures telling me I'm wrong, and I'll gladly repent. Oh, you thought I was done because the music stopped? I ain't even get a chance to talk about the millions of babies that are killed in the womb that the church keeps silent about. It'll make people uncomfortable. Don't bring that up. I ain't even talk about the don't judge bull that the lukewarm pull when they're confronted about their sin. Let's talk about it. You say you're saved by grace? True. But what about repentance? 1 John 3:8 says, if you're really saved, then you won't purposely grieve the Spirit by flaunting your sinning. If you got a problem with what I'm saying, then go serve your sentence. Hell is waiting for you. I ain't say it. Hebrews 10, 26, and 27 said it. And no, it's not talking about animal sacrifices. Speaking of sacrifices, let's talk about it. You think God gave his only son for you to abuse that grace? For you to wave your flag and cop that bag from the bread you got from your congregation that you lied to? Yes, I'm mad. If you think I'm talking about your favorite pastor, then drop that. Tag them in the comments, because I probably am. Somebody rip my Bible in half, because I want to read it the same way y'all read it. You only read one half of it. Pick and choose verses that fit your doctrine and then twisting them out of context. Do your ears itch? I got the cure. It's called the truth. They gonna say I'm judging. They gonna say I'm hateful. They gonna say I'm young. Just do me a favor. Just read the verses I quoted and tell me if I'm lying. Warm. It's warm.